All right. The Markley Van Camp and Robbins Show. Thank you so much for being here. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins. It's that time to get our update.
What you may have missed.
Play the radio. Make sure the television, excuse me.
And what's to come.
I can't rattle off to you every nickel and every dime.
It's the election projection. What you need to know today about the 2020 race for the White House.
Anybody care about the betting odds?
I'm always interested.
I assume it's the same.
Actually went up for Biden. Last I checked. 51-43 for Trump. There's a long way to go. And part of me right now is like, there's so much ahead of us. We haven't gotten into, well, Hunter Biden and China yet. There hasn't been any debates. I mean, the big stuff is still on its way. And it does seem from the audio that you played yesterday, David, the more Biden is out there, the more troublesome it is for that camp.
Well, yeah. The strategy has been the basement strategy. It's been great.
Yes. Totally agree. So we do have a piece of audio to play for you of Joe Biden. It's the same lie. But well, I suppose if it's never challenged, you just get away with it, right?
Yeah, it never is challenged. It's Joe Biden lying about the president and trying to call him racist using this lie.
From the moment he came down that escalator in his golden building, what did he start off saying? I am going to see to it that we get rid of all those Mexican rapists. That was the first thing he talked about.
Well, secondly, time out.
What? Real quick time out. Are you opposed to getting rid of Mexican rapists?
Well, yeah. I mean, the whole thing at the time was the narrative of Trump calling all people from Mexico rapists.
Well, he didn't, though.
I know. But again, that's something else that just goes unchallenged. Mm-hmm. Okay.
What did he do? He decided that he was going to pit us against one another based on race. Mm-hmm. When you saw those people in Charlottesville coming out of the fields carrying those torches, their veins, they're bulgy and screeching that anti-Semitic hate.
What?
I don't know why he's gone back to that. He's talking about the tiki torch losers who were walking up and down the street yelling,
but
you know,
veins
Jews will
bulging.
Not. He keeps going back to that. He's done that since the day he announced he was running. I don't know if he focus grouped that, like, I don't know, their veins bulging out of their necks. I'm not really sure how that's an effective communication strategy, but he must think it works because he keeps going back to that.
Like someone coached him. It's very persuasive. Yeah. If you could paint the picture. So bulging veins is going to be a big win for you.
Bulging veins, apparently, yes.
All right.
Bulging veins.
That does sound like a band from Seattle.
The new album.
All right, anyway, go ahead.
And bile. Saying, using the same phrases used in Germany in the 30s, in the early 30s in Nazi Germany, accompanied by the Ku Klux Klan. The Grand Wizard said, this is why we elected him, okay, of the Ku Klux Klan. And then a young woman gets killed and he gets asked to comment. He said there were very fine people on both sides. No president in the history of the United States of America has ever said anything remotely like that.
Well, the president also said, I'm not talking about the neo-Nazis and white supremacists because they should be condemned totally. I always leave that part out. And as far as this guy, some KKK member talking about President Trump, since when do we listen to the KKK for political insight? Because remember, there is a very famous white nationalist who also really, really likes Ilhan Omar because of her thoughts on the Jews. So are we supposed to use that against her?
Wow, David, that's a great point.
Because personally, I really don't care what any of these guys say about any politician. It doesn't make a difference. Why do we care what they think? It's like there was that other neck-bearded loser, white supremacist, who had a meeting with like 25 people in New York when Donald Trump was elected, and they're looking at him like the new Hitler. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so you take a room of 25 people and say that represents everybody who voted for Donald Trump? What?
But they're never called out.
They should
for doing
be.
It. I know. I totally agree. Meanwhile, the Trump campaign, they've issued a statement on Joe Biden.
Oh, dude. Okay, so Joe Biden, he is going after Facebook, saying that they need to be more aggressive on knocking down fake news, which I think is a self-defeating strategy, quite frankly, because then, technically, you would
his
have
statement
to,
would be called out.
You would have to take down the very first ad Joe Biden ever put out when he was announcing his run for president, because he was talking about veins bulging and weird.
All that. It was the lie we just heard.
Yeah. All that. His whole campaign was kicked off with a lie, but he's also wanting a little bit more time in the media so he can get his message out. So the Trump campaign put out a statement saying, "We formally joined Joe Biden's campaign in their call for the national news media, particularly cable and broadcast television outlets, to carry Biden's remarks and unscripted events in their entirety. The failure to expose the American people to these rambling displays of incoherence, ineptitude, and forgetfulness is depriving voters of a clear picture of Biden's inability to execute the duties of the office he seeks. Stop protecting Biden. Air the events." And we heard the clip yesterday.
You know, the rapidly rising
comes the exit ramp.
Yeah, well,
time to just stop.
Well, Joe's saying calm down on that, Scott.
Wait. You're getting nervous, man. Calm down. It's okay.
Calm down.
His awkward trailing off there, my favorite comment that I saw on this was they showed that video of him going, and the caption was, "Man, this brownie isn't doing anything." 30 minutes later, you've got,
you know, the rapidly rising in with
those edibles will get you, you know, if you're not careful.
Bulging veins.
Okay, we had tradition
with
going
special
for
guests, neck bearded losers.
Had a tradition. I can keep it, or we could just stop it of playing Brit Hume every time we have a Biden.
No, clip. You can't stop that. No.
Do you want the whole clip this time?
It's the
not
best
just editing
descriptor
it down?
I've ever heard.
All right, go ahead.
I have no doubt about what the problem is. I'm about the same age as he is, and I experience the same kind of memory problems he does. I think he's senile, and I don't think there can be much doubt about it. It's not necessarily crippling, but it doesn't help.
I think the way he just matter-of-fact said, it's not crippling, but it doesn't help.
Yeah. Okay.
But what he gives up on sentences, I mean, he's famous for that now. He just gives up. Just, it's not there. Gone. Right. Just goes on to something else.
I think my favorite descriptor of that ever is you, Scott.
What's that?
He said, it's like words are flying at him, and he's trying to fight them off with a sword, but they're coming on him so fast. In the towel.
Right, and you just cover your head and go, I don't know, next. You just move on.
Right.
We cannot let this, we've never allowed any crisis from the Civil War straight through to the pandemic of 17, all the way around 16. We have never let our democracy take second fiddle.
Right.
Joe Biden is where a lot of us in middle age fear will be at some point. Sad.
Okay, we got to move on. Kamala Harris.
Dang, and he's leading
by 8 percentage points in the betting markets.
His entire campaign is really just based on capitalizing on hatred of President Trump.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's where his campaign succeeds or fails. It's about how mad people are at President Trump come election day.
Well, do you think it's fair if you're a friend of the president right now to say, well, you see this right now, Mr. Trump? Stop helping him. You know?
James!
Well, I'm here to help, not to hurt. Because you're one of the people around him with the campaign. Because by source, he's calling people in. What's going on?
Yeah.
Kind of like, stop tweeting, dude. Stop. Just say the right things.
Again, I don't know how true any of these unnamed sourced stories are, but I could believe this one, is that apparently some staffers in the White House, they've turned off the notifications for Trump tweets.
Right.
It's what's the point? I don't even want to see it.
Yeah. Yeah, I've heard that. You know, this defense, I thought the interview he did with Harris Faulkner was really good. I thought he did a good job with that. I don't know if anybody else is going to notice it.
Well, people are already taking him out of context because he was talking about chokehold and whether or not that should be banned. Now, the full quote was, I think the concept of chokeholds sounds so innocent, so perfect, and then you realize if it's one-on-one, now if it's two-on-one, that's a little bit different of a story. With that being said, it would be, I think, a very good thing that, generally speaking, it should be ended. So he, you know, again, takes the scenic route to the point, but right. He says, no, it should be ended. Now, how is this covered? Trump on Fox, I think the concept of chokehold sounds so innocent, so perfect.
Right.
That's how it's being blasted out there.
To your point, it's like a separate story. But for those people that would say Trump had to get out in front of people, calm down the nation with all the unrest, mm-hmm. and talk about how we could all come together. And some people have said that's a terrible idea because he's going to get taken out of context. Yeah. It doesn't matter. So to your point.
David, thank you.
Yeah.
Make and please just, there. You know, maybe don't rage tweet at midnight, Mr. President. I think that would help if you just cut that out.
Yeah, just get up, get the glass of water.
Yeah.
The bathroom, go back to bed.
Scott!
Well, I'm here to help, not to hurt, right?
Yeah. Taking that line, are you?
Right, yeah, I'm stealing it.
Kamala Harris claiming the president is throwing a welcome home party for white supremacists. Yeah,
of course she did. Of course she did.
So, yeah, the president's going to be having a campaign rally in Tulsa, which, by the way, apparently is murderous now because, well, he's asking people to gather in big groups. We're back on that now.
What? You got to be kidding.
I know. It's amazing watching this happen. But anyway, yeah, so, of course, it's going to be in Tulsa on Juneteenth when we recognize the freeing of the slaves. But Tulsa was also the site of a horrible race riot, the nation's worst, about 100 years ago. So Kamala Harris now is saying it's not just a wink to white supremacists. He's throwing them a welcome home party. And they say Trump is the divider.
Yeah. Oh, come on.
These are garbage people, man.
Okay. All right.
Just let her be the VP choice and get on with it.
Oh, you know it is. The only good thing about that, you guys are going to owe me money. I like that.
That is true.
Okay. Oh, we still got Nimrods in the news. A doozy way at the end of the week. You don't want to miss it. Next.